Hachette Audio presents iFunny TV, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein, read by Frankie Sirach. Includes a bonus PDF of illustrations by Laura Park.
Part 1. The End? Chapter 1. TV or not TV? Hi, I'm Jamie Grimm, and I really hope you watch my brand new TV show, if I ever actually do one. See, when I won the Planet's Funniest Kid Comic Contest out in Hollywood, one of the prizes was the chance to star in my own television show on the BNC network. But I may never really get that chance, because, let's face it, there are so many TV-type things I can't do very well. A cop show is definitely out, because I wouldn't be very good at chasing the bad guys down dark alleys. I'd be no good on a Survivor-type show either, especially if it was on a desert island, with lots of sand. Yep, I liked visiting Hollywood, but Long Beach on Long Island is my real home. So basically I'm back at the funniest place on earth, middle school. Luckily I have some pretty awesome friends. For instance, Jimmy Pierce and Joey Gaynor. They both walk with me to school most mornings. Well, they walk, I roll. But what's super cool about Gaynor and Pierce is that they never treat me like I'm different or handicapped. I hate that word. It makes me sound like a racehorse. As Gaynor put it once, "You'll just always be shorter than us, dude." Whenever we come to a major uphill, Gaynor and Pierce don't hurry behind me to push me like I'm an overgrown baby in a stroller, but they might casually grab hold of a handle and give me a gentle assist without ever mentioning it. Jimmy Pierce, by the way, is a certifiable genius. He's so smart, he once told me that elephants are the only mammals that can't jump. Elephants and me, I remind him. Joey Gaynor, he's just certifiable, lives on the edge of the edge. He has tattoos, nose rings, and those little metal studs that look like steel zits. Recently, he had a metal spike pierced through his ear, made his lobes look like barbecued shrimp on a skewer. Every morning on our way to Long Beach Middle School, we pass an elementary school. When the kids see us coming, they crowd around the edges of the playground and start shouting jokes at me through the chain-link fence. Most of the punchlines are pretty corny, but the kids are cute. Plus, they're the ones who voted for me when I did the Planet's Funniest Kid Comic Finals. So, of course, we always stop and listen, even when it turns out to be a big
sample complete. Ready to continue?